So to what extent is the signing of online petitions just a way for kind of individuals to try and an activist identity, you know, for their social media persona or whatever their that kind of role is?
Well, give you a very academic answer, which is it depends. depends on the petition. It depends on the person. It depends on what else they're doing. Petitions have always been a bit of a low-cost way to try to achieve change, in that it's not too hard to sign a paper, even if you have to do it on a street corner instead of online. And usually there are limited consequences that might come out of signing a petition, although there certainly are some that could be dangerous. So petitions have never really been too hard as a form of activism, but they can be very effective. And for many people, they're just one of a whole bundle of tactics and a whole bundle of different things that they're doing to try to achieve change.
Yeah, I mean, and you say in your article that the most effective petitions do work in combination with other forms of activism. So what would you regard as the perfect balance between online and, you know, other forms of petitioning?
I think it really depends on the issue. It really depends on what you're trying to change and how you're trying to change it. So while we might think of getting out on the streets as being a more authentic and important form of activism, there are plenty of times that going out and marching isn't going to achieve much. What you need to be thinking about is who has the power to create the change you want to see and how you can put pressure on them to put that change in place. So if you're trying to get a politician to vote a certain way on particular policy, a petition can be a really great way of showing them that people who might vote for them, people who are in their constituency, care about this issue. Similarly, it can be a way of putting pressure on a company, showing them that there are people out there, potential consumers, who do really care if they change their packaging or no longer use unsustainably sourced palm oil. So a big part of it is thinking, what do you want to achieve? If you're trying to achieve broader societal change, so if you're, for example, saying, I want a more gender equal society, a petition's not going to get you very far. You need to have a very specific goal in mind.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, online petitions have affected some degree of change, though. Change.org and Avas.org have brought, you know, victories like eliminating the tampon tax and stopping, you know, the selling of caged eggs. And you can kind of see those direct impacts. And I suppose, as you say, there's really specific kind of activist campaigns and petitions. Do you think that these online petitions do kind of act as a gateway to reviving physical participation or any kind of activism in general?
They can. Sharing online petitions is often accompanied by a broader activist effort to try to raise awareness of the problems around the petition. And often people who are sharing petitions will give ideas about what you can do next. So that might be donate to the ongoing campaign. That might be after you sign this petition, please, you know, call your local representative. It might be please stop buying this product until we see the change happen. And one of the things about online petitions is it makes it easier for the people organizing the petition to stay in touch with everyone who's signed. It's a good way to, you know, usually there's some option for people to click a button and say, yeah, let me know what's happening with this issue. And you might then try to escalate people's participation by saying, great that you signed that petition. Next, can you share it? Or would you consider coming to a local meeting? Or would you consider taking this other form of activism?
For sure, that networking, made possible by the internet. And speaking of, Turkish writer Zeynep Duvece, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, argues that the internet allows us to organise action far more quickly than in the past, outpacing the hard but essential work of community organising. So what can, online petitions and community organising kind of learn from each other?
Part of it is that you need to do that work of organizing. You need to think about who's going to be part of your coalition, who you're going to work with, and potentially also who you don't want to work with, where you're going to draw the boundaries around who you want to be included in your actions. And to to keep at that work. Zeynep argues in Twitter and Tear Gas that these days you can get hundreds of people out on the streets quite quickly in some cases, and sometimes even thousands. The trick then is what you do with them and how you think about taking that energy and turning it into something that can really create change over time. And of course, that's the trick for everybody who wants to change the world in small ways or in big ones, to think, how do we create change that lasts and spreads and convinces people that the world can be better?
Well, Sky, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's an exciting time we live in with, you know, we all have the kind of the power to do anything to affect change.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully. Yep. Sky, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.